Alt-NPR.
Okay, it's time for another episode of What Would Rob Do? WWRD, the podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Steve Inskeep, and with us, of course, is Rob.
Hey, Steve. Today, we're going to talk about high school reunions. If you're going to attend, it can be a lot of fun, but you have to watch out for certain things. I talked to someone who has a lot of experience about these events. His name is John Cullen, and he's the president of Reunion Planning Incorporated in Akron, Ohio, and he's been helping plan reunions for over 20 years.
People say, oh, it's the 10th anniversary coming up. We need some help with this, and they bring this guy in.
Right. He's like the resident expert. He comes in. He gets all the party planning stuff. And he says, the best thing you can do is to prepare for a reunion, and that means...
Two magic words, lose weight.
That's right. You got to slim down.
Only about 25 to 30% of the classmates attend high school reunions, no matter what year. And when we do surveys... The top reason is I look so bad weight-wise, I'm not going back and show the rest of my class how much weight I've gained.
So it's even more pressure if you decide to go because only the slim people are going to be there.
Right. So if you're going to go, make sure you work out, you hit the treadmill, and you're looking good because there's only a small percentage of your class that's going to be there, and they're probably going to be the good-looking ones.
What else can you do to prepare?
Well, John was talking to me a little bit more about things to say when you're at the reunion, and he said there's some things you should definitely stay away from when you're doing the whole small talk thing.
Don't start bragging about what your accomplishments have been these last 15 years.
You know, for instance, Steve, when you're at a reunion, you don't want to go in and say, hey, I work with Rene Montaigne, or I know Carl Castle. Like, don't even mention that. Don't name drop that. People are going to get annoyed.
Did you do that at your 10th reunion?
No, I played it cool.
Isn't it also a dangerous thing to ask the other person how you've been doing? Because they might be doing really bad.
Yeah, I mean, you could walk right into some really heavy dog duty there.
Now, here's an extremely dangerous situation. You're going to a reunion, but it's not your own. Your significant other, your spouse, whatever, says, I'm going to my 10th high school reunion, my 20th high school reunion. Can you come along? How do you prepare for that? You're not going to know anybody in the room.
I just had that experience as well, because I went to my wife's 10th reunion this year, and I was mortified. I didn't know how to prepare. I mean, here's people, they all know her. I don't know what to say. And then, you know, I also thought, uh-oh, I'm going to have to meet the ex-boyfriend, which was a little daunting. So, again, I talked with John about this experience.
Best way to deal with it is preparation. It's a matter of recognizing that she made a better choice no matter how good he turned out.
That's what we did. We did some prep. We talked it through. We're saying, okay, you're going to help me out. We had little signals for the conversations. If I'm stuck, she has to come rescue me. The other thing...
What was your signal for the conversation?
Little
tugging on the ear.
Tugging on the ear.
And what did that mean?
Help, help. I'm feeling awkward.
Get me out of here.
But when she went to my reunion, because my wife went to my reunion too, I also had a signal because she didn't know which girls I had smooched in high school. And she said to me ahead of time, you need to tell me who you've kissed so I don't walk up to someone and start talking to them and then they know something about you that I don't know. So I came up with some signals. One was just kind of pointing and, letting them know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the girls were starting to catch on. So practice signals. That's the big thing you have to do.
Did you come up with a better signal as the evening went on?
I did. I just did a... It was her. Yeah, I kind of...
kind of under the breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned having to meet your wife's ex-boyfriend. Had
yes.
he lost weight for the reunion?
He actually gained weight.
Oh.
So that was
so
a
you
bonus.
Were happy.
Yes. But that gets to the last point about having fun at a high school reunion. A lot of times you go there to see how people turned out. Now... For this podcast, Steve, I've already attended my high school reunion, mm-hmm. but I didn't attend my elementary school reunion. So I went back and I called up a girl. Her name is Robin Wasserman. I have not talked to her in 16 years, and she's turned into a book author for teens. So, Robin, it's crazy kind of how things turn out. You were known as the studious one.
Well, I think that's maybe a kind adjective of you to use. I might say the nerdy one or the dorky one or... You know, that girl who sits in the corner and doesn't really know how to talk to people.
So let's read a passage from one of the books.
Okay. Oh, what did I do? She moaned. Her throat burned. Adam, she croaked. His eyes had slipped shut again. His chest was bare. Adam! Huh? What did we... No, she thought. Not possible. She closed her eyes. No. No. Maybe.
Wow.
Although, just to be fair, it's not like these books are pornographic. There's an actual story that you just had me read a particularly, like, sexy scene.
I know, but hey, you know, we go for that. So it's fun, you know, you go back and you find out that some girls you thought were, you know, a little shy are writing steamy sex novels for teens.
Rob, you almost make me regret that I didn't attend my 10th reunion. But anyway, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Alt, alt, alt. Alt, NPR.